phone lines are open at 221-1402. On News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. This is Carl Bond. Phone lines here are 221-1402, and it's a beautiful day on December 31st, the last day of the year of 2008. And I'm joined here by our posse, and I could just say group, or I could say clots, or anything, but my producer who controls the airwaves likes posse. And
what about trio?
Our trio of fear. Okay, hey, and my producer is Kelly Frost Jr.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing on this New Year's Eve day?
I'm doing great. You know, my in-laws are here, and they're great. We've got a new addition to the family.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how's your puppy doing?
Oh, puppy, yes. She owns me. Okay. And, of course, my soulmate, Linda Bott.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And you know what? Can I just say this out loud? Two names.
Okay.
Dr. Gerald Bond, veterinarian at heart. Reading Veterinarian Clinic. We went there yesterday. He said he listened. So we want to, you know, say hello, shout out to you. Thank you so much. You know, that you take your puppy in for the very first time. You have the doctor look at the teeth and the joints and the everything to see, you know, what kind of constitution this puppy have. And everybody on the staff there, absolutely outstanding. So we're looking forward to many more years to spend with you.
Yeah,
on,
you know,
good terms.
Happy New Year,
for
doctor.
All the right reasons.
Yeah, Happy New Year, and to all your staff. What a great bunch of people there. You know, and again, we like to point out to our friends here in Reading, to our listeners, you know, people that give good, you know, give good service, so we can talk about them. You know, we don't get anything from these people, but these are the ones that we believe in what they're doing, and we've seen them, and we can vouch for them. So, okay, now today we're going to look back at the year 2008 and news stories, entertainment, sports, but we also want you all to call in. We want our listeners to call in because, after all, this is your show, and tell us memorable moments of 2008 that touched you and your family. It could be good or it could be bad, it could be sad or happy, but let's share this, and because we're going to be talking about it this show here. And I'm going to start it off, you know, with our producer, Kelly. Kelly, what's the most memorable moment you had of 2008?
I think going and seeing Bob Dylan at Canocti this year in June.
And you liked that. You've talked about
mm-hmm.
that before.
I had a lot of fun. It was the greatest show on the tour, according to Rolling Stone.
You know, that's great because, you know, in times when things aren't always the best, that the most memorable moment you had was something where you were happy.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. You know, we had some things happen this year. You know, I guess we could talk about those who have passed this year. And, you know, ones that, you know, the people that have left us, you know, the celebrities.
Well, here's a few. Betty Page, Van Johnson, Michael Crichton, Tony Hillerman. Oh, boy, we have tons. Edie
George
Adams.
Carlin.
That's
who?
Right.
George Carlin.
George Carlin's in our list. Well, you know, the thing about these is that people like Betty Page, most people don't even know who she is, but she was the quintessential pinup of the 1950s. You know, she's the one that kind of like started it all
off. She started bondage.
Well, bondage.
Let's
photos.
Just go there.
Okay. Well, I wasn't even thinking of that.
Well, I made bondage look cute. Sorry, that's how we're starting the end of the year.
But we lost a lot of people.
Okay. And, also, Isaac Hayes, Paul Newman.
Paul Newman. You know what? What a screen icon he was. But, you know, he was joined, you know, in death this year by Charlton Heston.
That's right. Bernie Mac. Sid Charisse, one of the world's best dancers in the world. Tim Russert.
Tim Russert, 58 years old.
Great loss. Jim McKay.
You know, he's from the wide world of sports, and if you ever remember when you were growing up watching this ski jumper go sideways off the ski ramp, it was Jim McKay saying, you know, the tragedies, you know, and, you know, the wild world, for the wide world of sports.
And like you said, Van Johnson and Richard Widmark.
Yeah. Look, we're going to have to take a quick break here. We've already got people on the lines, and we're Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, and we've got an entire year to catch up on here in the next 40 minutes. Join us on the other side.
Good morning. Welcome back. It's Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. This is News Talk 1400 KQMS. The number here is 221-1402. We're taking your calls. Let's go to the phone.
Jim, good morning.
Well, good morning.
Oh, this sounds
Jim!
Great. Pastor Jim Dahl.
The highlight of my year was marrying a beautiful young lady to a scruffy old guy.
And who might have that have been?
You know, I can tell you who the beautiful young lady is, but I'll hold off on the scruffy old guy.
Well, thank you, Pastor Jim. Yeah, you did. You officiated at the wedding was great. The reception was memorable.
Yeah, it was a great time. And Linda, I want to congratulate you on taking care of Carl for a year. And,
thank you. You
are a good woman.
Thank you.
She's a patient woman.
Oh.
Yeah, very. Hey, Bud, what a blessing. And you guys are a great blessing to our community. And I just want to thank you for all your good work and encouragement and holding people to on the line. So we appreciate it. We love you guys.
Well, thanks a lot, Pastor.
Thank you so
Jim.
Much for that.
You've done, and you've done so much for our community. Those are kind words coming from you.
Hey, well, we appreciate it, guys, and have a wonderful new year, and I'll look forward to seeing you guys. And you guys just have a great day.
Thank you. Well, we miss you. We'll miss you tonight, and wherever you are, have a safe journey.
Hey, thanks.
Thanks, Pastor Jim. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, thanks.
Hey, you know, we want to kind of close out with the people that have left us this year. We've got a couple more, but there's one I did want to talk about, though.
Well, first of all, let's go back to a handful. There are so many, but we did not mention William F. Buckley Jr. or Roy Scheider, Heath Ledger. Oh, my gosh, left way too early in our world. Suzanne Pleshette and Sir Edmund Hillary.
Hillary, who climbed Mount Everest. The one that just passed away, and it's kind of like, for Marines of probably the older persuasion, it was retired Marine Lieutenant General Victor H. Brute Krulak, a three-star general. He was 95. He died in La Jolla in a hospital there. Brute loved his young Marines. He didn't have a lot of time, and he didn't have a lot of patience with self-aggrandizing people that may have been just trying to punch the right buttons to get promoted as officers. But let me tell you about Brute Krulak. He was all of maybe 5'5". And when Brute Krulak, his name was Brute, and he was a toughie. You know, he projected himself somewhat taller. When Brute Krulak did an inspection of Marines, God help the Marine that looked down on the general. Your life changed dramatically at that time. What are you looking at, Marine? Because you look straight ahead. Anyway, that's General Brute Krulak, a hero and a true patriot of our nation. Good morning. You're on, Ron.
Is that me?
Yeah, Paul, you're on.
Good morning. Happy New Year, Carl and Linda.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Instead of talking, I don't want to upset your programming, but instead of talking about the past, let's talk about the future and make some predictions.
Okay, hey, we're ready.
Now, I predict that Obama will eventually get us out of this economic situation that we're in.
Okay. Let's hope so.
And I'll take the rest of your comments out of here.
Thank you.
Oh, we kind of break it up there. Hey, Paul, that's good. You know what? That's the other thing, too. If you've got a prediction of the coming year, that's welcome, too, because, again, this is your show. We're just providing a conduit to it. We're going to talk about, we've got people on the phone. In fact, we're going to go to the phones here. John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Linda, happy New Year's Eve, and I'm looking forward to a great 2009. One of the highlights of this year for me was watching Sharon develop Shasta Entertainment Group and watching it get off the ground. It looks like it's going to fly, and the new shows that are coming up, I like seeing Channel 11 reformatted and getting back on the air, and I love the fact that you guys have a daily show. I think there's going to be a great upcoming year, and I think what the last caller said was true. Obama's going to be an interesting thing for the next year. It's kind of wonderful to have lived in this country and see it go from a country that 100 years ago was involved in slavery to having a black president of the United States.
Well, it is, you know, and like I said, you know, 5 years ago when I was in Baghdad, somebody told me that a man named Barack Hussein Obama would have been our president in 2008. I'd have taken any amount of money as a bet. I'd have given odds. I would have done it all.
I would have lost the ranch.
Oh yeah, you know, but you know what? You're absolutely right, because we all pray and we all hope that Obama is going to be a success. Because if he's a success, our country's a success.
Well, we have to have him be a success because things are in terrible shape and we need somebody to lead us out of this mess. If he can do it, I'm right there for it.
Hey, if he can't, we're going to support him all the way. On the other hand, if he doesn't uphold his promises, we've got the loyal opposition.
And we're going to have to call him to task.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, we're going to have to take a quick break here on Free Fire Radio. This is Carl Lindabad here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here are 221-1402. Call us. We've got hundreds of stories. Hey, this is Carl Lindabad, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. All right, what happened on the national level this year? Well, you know, I guess the biggest thing you could say is that Barack Hussein Obama was elected president, and it wasn't close. I mean, yes, there was 48% of the people or 45% of the people voted against him, but it was the biggest swing on electoral college votes in a very long time. Sarah Palin nominated for vice president, and what a media firestorm she ignited, and she set Saturday Night Live ratings through the roof because Tina Fey looks and sounds like Sarah Palin.
That's right.
Of course, other big stories, gas prices up to $4.60 a gallon, a barrel of oil over $155, and 6 months from then, it is now $1.69, and oil is under 40 bucks a barrel. Now, somebody's going to need to explain that to me sometime.
How about the bank breakdown and bailout?
Okay. I think they're still counting, $700 billion, and it's going over trillions now, and it's like, you know, we talked about this the other day. They're not even sure where the money went to.
No accountability.
They just didn't have in many of the cases, that money just went into like a general fund, and you can't get it out. I'm researching that right now. I'll put it out. We're going to put it on our website, freefireradio.com. And then you have the big three bailout, you know, GM, Ford, and Chrysler. Which is in the process of happening right now. Now, if anything, I think if I had to say a bailout was needed or something, if some help was needed, I'd go with the auto industry before I would these others, because I just heard today is that this one CEO got 20 or one it wasn't even a CEO, $25 million bailout after he'd worked for this company for 3 months because they were bought by another company, and he just bought a $35 million penthouse in New York.
Governor Spitzer.
Oh.
And his paid-for companion, some would call her a prostitute, but I don't know. So,
well,
honey.
Everybody else did.
Honey,
yeah.
Would you have stood next to me?
Well, you know, it looked like his wife was not happy that day. Did you notice that?
Every woman across in the world saw her face and thought, how could she do that?
Well, I just know is that if I was caught doing that, that as I laid there in a pool of blood, the last words I would have heard was, how do I reload this thing? So I'm not too, you know, I think Spitzer got off easy, frankly.
That's why I'm friends with Patrick Jones. He'd show me.
Yes. Okay, what else has happened? Okay, you know, one of the things, Governor Blagojevich from Illinois.
Blagojevich?
You know what? Blago.
Itch.
Blago.
We know it's an itch on the end.
Itch.
He's itching for something.
He has been accused of trying to sell Senator Obama's seat, you know, in the Senate. And then now the war is on because he has just appointed a former attorney general who is also a black politician. And other black politicians have stood up from Illinois saying, are you not going to seat who would be the only black senator in the Senate of the United States? And Harry Reid is already fighting it. And in fact, President-elect Obama says, I do not support this. He says, this is not the way to do it. So anyway.
OJ.
Hey.
Okay, can I just tell you that makes coming out of my mouth doesn't feel good? OJ.
Uh-huh.
Just saying OJ. in jail for the next decade does make me happy.
Well, you know what? There's a guy that got away with murder, and we mean that. You know, let's talk about congressional approval. You know, we talked about Bush. You know, Bush's approval last time I checked, which was yesterday, was like 28.4%, right? Okay, whose is lower? Yes, that's right. Our Congress. They're at 14%. In other words, Bush is twice as popular as our Congress. You know, so, you know, I don't hear anybody telling, you know, calling it for the impeachment of a Congress. You probably should for what they've done. I mean, all of them. So nothing's, you know, that's been the way the whole year is. All right. Now,
let's not forget Texas.
Texas, the polygamist sect was raided by the Texas, you know,
was horrific.
Yeah. They took 413 children from them, saying that they're being abused and everything else. And what happened? They gave them all back. Okay. North State, this is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS. When we join us, we've got people on the line, and we're going to talk local stuff. Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Go to the phones. Bill, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you? Happy New Year. Hello.
You're on the air, Bill.
You're on the air. Happy New Year.
Okay, I didn't understand. No, Happy New Year to you guys. You guys are doing a good job.
Hey,
great.
Thank you.
Hey, I've got a complaint. I was just wondering if anybody else in this town has had the problem.
Shoot.
Right after Christmas, there's a store that's been bankrupt and they're going out of business. And they got like a 70-80% off sale for the next couple of days.
Uh-huh.
So my wife went down there and bought a ring, $200. And put it in a box and everything. She came home with it. She opened the box up. It was empty.
She
went back to the store. The sales slip says, all sales. That's it. Can't look at it. Can't do anything.
We're having trouble hearing you, but I think you said all sales final on the slip. Is that correct?
And there was no ring. And there was no ring in the box. So.
No ring in the box. Just a bunch of paper. I wondered if anybody else in this town had the problem like that. That the salesperson pocket in the jewelry and down the road you go.
I don't know. If anybody's listening has had some problems at a, you know, at a store like that, maybe they can call us and let us know.
Well, I wonder if she stopped it, if she's got any recourse to that.
I would go to the manager of the store.
Yeah, that's what I thought of, to call the police.
Well, you could call the police, say it was stolen, say, hey, I did this, and they can, you know, they can say they didn't. But I go to the manager of the store, hey, look, it's like this. You know, my wife did, you know, bought this. She gets home, it's not in there. There's something wrong here. I want you to fix it, make it right. And then if it doesn't work, I'm going to go to the police.
And also on that sales slip, there should be a number or some kind of code of the person who checked her out.
Correct.
So that they can trace it to that person. And that person, we could find out if there's been any other complaints with that person.
Yeah, that's what I would do, Bill. But I would not let it drop. I would go back, like I said, go to the manager, take your slip back, say, hey, this is the person that did it. You know, this is I either want my money back or want a ring like that. And if not, this is theft, and I'm going to report it.
That's good. I'm glad I talked to you.
Thank you.
You bet. You take care.
Happy New Year. Yeah.
We can solve most problems. You know, okay, most problems.
You want to go back to national?
Well, you know, what I'd like to talk about is, you know, I've lived a somewhat eventful life. You know, I've been in the Marines. I've been in eventful situations throughout my life. You know, motorcycles, jumping out of planes, riding bulls, you name it. And so here I am after all that. I've got scars on almost all parts of my body. You know, there's probably a few inches or square inches there that doesn't have scars now. But, you know, I've gone through my whole life without tattoos or getting your ears pierced, right? Until this morning. And the dog came up and pierced my right earlobe. I mean, you could put a piece of coal in there where that dog bit me.
I like to connect the, I like to do dot to dot with your scars.
Yeah, well, I'm getting embarrassed again. All right, let's talk local stuff here. All right, what are some of the big things? You know, we left the state here for a few days back in June, and what happened? 7,000 lightning strikes and 800 fires in Shasta County. You know, it's the air quality went all to heck, and I mean, it was, you know, people were suffering. They're losing their homes. They're losing their property. But even worse, we lost 11 firefighters fighting the fires this year. They had a memorial service for them. Patriot Guard riders, the other riders were up there to stand tall for these people that gave their lives fighting fires for us. On the other hand, in Anderson,
how could we ever forget the 8.5-pound bear cub that Adam Deem rescued, badly burned from the moon fire near Buckhorn Summit. And after recovering at the Lake Tahoe Wildlife Center and putting on about 80 pounds, Little Smokey was at last report heading into hibernation. When he wakes in 2009, he'll find himself released back into the wild. That's a good one.
You know, I've kind of avoided having that story along with other people's names because, okay. But you know what? It's good that it ended well. It ended well. You know, something that didn't end as well was in April. You know, a member of our community, Joshua Munns, was brought back. If you remember, he was kidnapped by terrorists in Iraq and was recovered. And then in April was laid to rest at the Veterans Cemetery in Igo. And I don't know how many people were there. I could say it was well over 1,000 people that went there to pay the respects to the Munns family and were there for his internment. It was a sad day for our North State here. But the people turned out, and they remembered one of our own.
Let's go into some voting stats. North State went strongly for Bush on Proposition 8.
Well, for Bush and Proposition 8, right.
That's right. And three KFC employees were in hot water after dipping in the restaurant sink. Actually, they had 189,949 hits.
Yeah, on the...
like, what did you dip?
Yeah,
we need to see what you dipped.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's the old saying, parts is parts. And there, but I tell you what, if you go to Kentucky Fried Chicken, you might want to check what's been in the tub. You know, I don't know. It's... You know, with everything else, Kelly's given up because Kelly found out he ate there the next day, and he said it was tasty. Anyway.
I didn't want to go there.
Yeah,
you know what I want to say.
Okay.
Okay, and also authorities said relatives of a deceased Tehama County, a woman cremated her remains on a makeshift barbecue and continued collecting her retirement check.
This made national news.
This was on the disgusting Richter scale of 10.5.
Well, they didn't eat her, okay? It wasn't like the Kentucky Fried Chicken thing, you know? This was, they just cremated her because they wanted to keep collecting the money. They don't think that she was murdered. She was just burnt. But you know, that leaves the next question.
They were part of her.
Did they use that? Did they use the barbecue again?
They used part of her bones or something and put a little medallion
right
around their neck. That's
okay.
Like, you know, well, tribal. I'm
trying to remember mom. Okay. We had a, you know, the city cut out, or the city needed $3 million in the budget. That's the big one, right? You know, and they're just lately an REU. Reading Electric Utilities raising its rates, but that $3 million budget deficit has led to a number of things that are happening: firefighters being laid off, policemen not being their positions when they expire not being replaced. Turtle Bay taking a huge hit of 10%. Oh, excuse me, did I say that? Stillwater, the $10 million bridge to nowhere. Okay, that's just my term. You know, I can use that term because nothing else is out there yet. But I'm sure after they build it, people will come, like the movie, like big league dreams. You know,
how
you
about
build
that,
it, they will come.
How about that, Michael Phelps?
Okay, we're going to sports now, aren't we?
Well, where
okay,
do you want to go?
Let's go sports. The big stories of sports this year.
Wait, Kelly's over there shaking his head. No,
Kelly's saying it's time for a break.
No, he's saying he doesn't want to go to sports, but I'm telling you, Michael Phelps winning 8 gold medals in Beijing was really world news, and how about that in 2008?
That was huge. And, you know, and he's got attention deficit disorder, which means there's probably hope for myself. Hey, look, this is Carl and Linda Bott. This is News Talk 1400 KQMS and Free Fire Radio. Now, we're talking about what happened in 2008. So you give us a call. Tell us your most memorable moments of 2008. Tell us predictions. And that's good. Predictions for 2009. Phone lines here are 221-1402. Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here at 221, and the phone lines are lit up. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. I just wanted to cover, I think, what was Patriot Guard's proudest moment. There's been many of them, but
absolutely.
The one that sticks in my mind was you were involved there, too, when we went over to Douglas City at the request of the Trinity County Sheriffs to keep those protesters that come out from Kansas. They call themselves a religious group, and they were protesting the memorial service for the fallen firefighters.
Absolutely.
And the Patriot Guard stood a line.
And you know what? They are.
Yeah.
They can call themselves a religious group. I call them slime buckets.
Oh, yeah. Unbelievable. Some of the signs they had, firemen burn in hell and don't worship your dead idols. And, I mean, just very disgustful. And then kicking the flag down the street in the dirt.
That one. That one got. You know what? The discipline of the Patriot Guard, they stood there. They didn't get into because these women, and there were six women, would be screaming these hateful, nasty, profane things at the Patriot Guard riders out there who were just standing there with flags in honor of these firefighters.
Yeah, and I might add, it was not only Patriot Guard. We invited everybody, different groups. We had the Star Riders there. And
absolutely,
the, the Missing in America Project riders. So we had a good group of people, but they all stood the line, and nobody broke the line. And the strength of that was shown by it never made the newspapers. Nobody ever heard about it.
Yeah, I love it.
Never on TV or anything.
That was great. You know, Jeff, there's a lot to be proud of for our people that honor our veterans.
Yes, I'm very proud of this group, and look forward to our next year.
Yeah, you know what? And it's the good thing about it is we're out there to honor veterans. There's no place out there for egos, that's for sure.
And we love riding with the Patriot Guard riders.
And anybody else that honors our veterans.
Yes.
Jeff, thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. See you later. Bye.
You bet. Gary, good morning.
Good morning and happy anniversary to the two of you.
Oh, thank you very much.
You.
And a happy new year. All right, I have a prediction.
All right, we're ready.
All right. I predict that in the new year, Mike Warren and Kurt will reduce their, feeding at the trough because they will see, because of public opinion and Free Fire Radio, putting the pressure on, that it'd be a good idea for them to cut back in their voluntarily, of course, their salaries, and quit feeding their self-aggrandizement, and you know, for the good of the community and help with the firefighters and the police positions that are badly needed. So that's my prediction for 2009.
Well, good, Gary. That's we'll have to see what happens there.
Okay, thank you very much, and again, Happy New Year to you both.
Thank you very much, Gary. You know what? You know, that's a lot. You know, for 3 days a week, I've already offered. I could do it, you know. I could go for 3 days a week and take half that. You know, I mean, I've run big businesses before. I've run multi-million dollar projects. I mean, just a thought. Part-time. It's okay. All right. Foster, good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Linda.
Good morning.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
What's up, Foster?
Hey,
what can
a little correction for you, a couple of them.
Uh-oh.
Did you know what Jim McKay said on that?
Okay, no, I don't know the exact words.
The victory and the agony of defeat.
That's it, agony of defeat, and the guy came sliding off that.
Right, and he hit that pole down at the end of the ski jump.
Yep, I remember.
Okay, it was terrible, but it was an Austrian, too.
Oh, well.
Another one, oil didn't get up to $1.56. It got up to $147.50.
Oh, $147. Is that all?
That's it.
I thought it got up over $150 there.
Oh, no. Nope.
Well, you know what? When it gets up to the stratosphere like that, what's another 1,000 feet?
Well, I guess so. It was too high.
Well, you know what? This is the best thing about this show.
Isn't it?
I swear to God, I cannot make a mistake on this show. You know, I could be off a dollar.
I'm going to tell you, I'm out here. Hey, Carl, I don't have a computer. It's right between my ears.
Oh,
okay. Oh, that's fabulous.
That's my problem. I have a computer, and it just completely overwhelms me.
Right there.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
Another prediction, I mean, a good thing that happened in 08.
Great.
The 49ers finally fired Mike Nolan as a coach.
There you go. And then, you know, not only that, but they finished with a winning, or not a winning record, but they finished winning the last couple games. And
Singletary went 5-4. So
hey, you know
which
what?
Is good.
That's better than they've been doing.
That's exactly right.
And what about the Oakland Raiders?
They finished strong.
I just mentioned it because
they were a little bit bad.
I thought when they should go from black and white uniforms or black and silver probably to pink.
Well, maybe. You know,
just kidding. You know, that's Kelly's favorite team, and I just had to do that for him.
The ugliest college uniform is Oregon.
Oh, yeah. That's, you know what? They look like ducks that have been out too long.
Yeah, I know.
Hey,
anyway,
thanks.
Hey, thank you very much, and have a good one.
Hey, you too. Thanks. Happy New Year. Yeah. Oh, so that, you know, we get that. You know, if you make a mistake here, or you have a misspoke, you know, and that's the best thing because people know it. I mean, they know, and they're listening in. And the other thing, too, is, again, it's not our show, North State's show.
I'm the Major League Diamond. What? We're going to take a break. Okay, sorry about that. We're going to come back and talk about some more sports highlights. This is Carl and Linda Bott. 221-1402. Give us a call and let us know what your biggest moment was in 2008.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here 221-1402. We only got like 3 or 4 minutes left, so we're going to talk about something now. You know, the news of the weird. What are some of the weirdest things that you see coming across the internet? And in Bucharest, Romania, they have put a price, a value, on the male member. And it happened just this year.
Well, that was accidentally severed during an operation.
And the surgeon was trying to do something else, and he severed the member. And so how much is it worth in Bucharest, Romania?
Well, my question is, $795,000, but I need to ask, was he fixed?
I don't know. I don't know if they repaired him.
Was there a discount because of that? Or?
I don't know if they repaired him or not after that, but I imagine that in Romania it's worth that. And what's it got to be worth in the United States for have a surgeon during an operation sever that part of your body?
I guess it depends.
By accident. By accident.
I think it probably depends on the size.
Yeah, well, I tell you what. Well, millions and millions of dollars. You know what? You know, as we leave this last day of 2008, we'd like to thank the people of the North State for supporting us on our Free Fire Saturday show and supporting us here when we've moved over to a daily show, which probably at this point you're right questioning that. But anyway, but for the year of 2008 has been quite a year for us and for a lot of the people we know. You know, starting with me, the biggest story, of course, of the year was when Linda and I got married a year ago tomorrow. So our anniversary is tomorrow. So happy anniversary, hon, and happy new year.
Thank you. It's the highlight of my life.
Well.
And here we are together. What a miracle. Here we are together doing a radio show. And I know I say things and do things, and you just go, okay. But you know what? This is a show that we love to bring to the people. It's for the people, by the people. Love having you call in. Email us at Free Fire Radio. Let us know what you want to talk about. We love to be out there and connect with you.
Yeah, you can get a hold of us through via the website of freefireradio.com. You can write to us, Carl and Linda, at readingradio.com now. We've got new email addresses. We'd love to hear from everybody. And, of course, our phone number is 530-241-2682 if you want to leave any messages for us. And we get a lot of people calling, a lot of emails. It's been a heck of a year, and it's been a great year. And I'd like to, you know, thank our listeners and thank the people that have, you know, that came by in this on when we were ringing a bell for Salvation Army. I mean, what great people. Jim, I'm going to mention your name again. What a great person you are to give the way you did that day, as did the rest of our community that came in and gave. You know, there's a story today about a lady that's taking things to Zambia. And, you know, they collected, you know, an entire truckload of things to take to this African country. And of course, there's people that are already taking shots at it. And I, you know, and as you all know, I believe that, you know, let's take care of ourselves first. But then Linda pointed out to me one day, you know, when people see these things from America, they think nice things about America. And maybe that stops some of them from hating us later on, you know. And we, of course, I want to thank my in-laws, Tom and June.
My parents are in the studio today, and my mother, I just want to say, my mother had a horrible car accident this year, and I just think, my God, thank you, she's okay. It makes you think about life, how fragile life is, and how blessed we are to just be here with our, with everything working.
And we're going to start next week, and we're going to talk about 40 different ways you can help start your year off, make your year better. We're also going to have state senators. We're going to have assemblymen. We're going to have legislators coming in, because we're going to start off this year with people that are going to tell us what's going on in our state and in our community. So this is Carl and Linda Bott from Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? Happy New Year.